And a good morning to everyone. I'm your friend Scotty Ray, along with Odie. We're both dressed in black. I just noticed
that.
Yeah,
we are, ain't we?
Yeah, I didn't know what color my shirt was till I looked there.
Mine's got my name on it.
I wasn't smart enough for that this morning. My choice of shirts is what's next. It's whatever's in a line. It's not to be color matching there. We do hope your day is going good. Let me remind you of this, because this is important. Let's pull this up here, Odie. This is what's going on with our winds today. We want everybody to be aware of just how bad it's going to be with the wind and what it can cause. Volunteer fire departments will have to go to the woo-woo truck and go help folks if they light a match, won't they?
Yeah, it won't take long for a fire to get out. It's dry. It will spread pretty quick. And the thing about it is a volunteer fire department. So that means most everybody's at work.
Yep.
So it's going to be a slower response.
That's how that happens.
So don't get caught with your pants down. Good morning, Miss Deborah. Look at there.
Hope she's doing well there. As we also look at the forecast today, let's go ahead and look at this as we look at the forecast for the week. 75 today. You can't beat that. Just a little breezy there. It's not a short skirt day today. It will end up around your head. Just telling you what could happen there. By tomorrow, we got 70. And over the weekend, the perfect weather for a couple events that are going to be coming up. Even into Monday, we've got great weather. Can't beat it. So that's the outlook there. Possibly some severe weather next Wednesday. But that's iffy at this point. We'll give you the results on that as that gets closer, because we all know everything changes within 24 hours.
Yeah, you don't even have to be around the governor's mansion for your dress to go up there.
No, you don't. Courthouse used to be the place there. Well, wait a minute. I hadn't been over to the new one.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to do.
It does have a few steps there.
Yeah.
It's just a lot more plants than it is parking. They're everywhere. Have you noticed that? Anybody else notice that?
Plants.
They're there. And those bunch benches. Of concrete things out there. Are those benches?
It's the only thing it can be.
Okay. I was just curious.
Or a bed.
I've walked by them a couple times and I go, huh. They're there.
There's no cushion, so I didn't sit down.
I was lost for 30 minutes last week in the roundabout.
Well, you didn't know how to exit.
Honestly, I was joking about that, but I have seen a few people make it about four or five times around it, and then they figure out, oh, I got to get out of this.
And then it's amazing the people who go left, and it's like, really?
Yeah, that does happen there. Mm-hmm. Oh, have mercy. So watch that if you're headed to the new courthouse. I'm not going there. Let's see what else we've got. You know, you have that little flash there. We do have so much happening next week. And I want to go ahead and bring this guy in, because Dan has been around so much. And he slipped up on us, and we didn't know he retired. Dan Darrington joins us now. Good morning, Dan. How in the world are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me.
So you've been retired now for how long?
Well, I retired from full-time banking about 5 months ago. And I've got my grass cut, my yard raked, and I ran out of stuff to do. And had an opportunity to get back in the mortgage business, and it's enjoyable. It's going well. It's the market being what it is, it's probably a good time to start doing something new. When it's slow, you kind of
you don't get ease your way.
Yeah, that's right.
But you've got another big thing. That how many years have we been doing this Pancake Jubilee?
Well, according to the tickets, it's been 77 years. Now, 77 years I wasn't around back then, so I can't swear that number's right, but this is the 77th year that we've done this thing.
Wow. That is huge. And tell us when it is and what time.
It's this Tuesday at the Temple Theater from 6:30 in the morning till 7 that evening. It's unlimited sausage, pancakes. It's our regular Pancake Jubilee. You can come have breakfast, have lunch, have supper. You can get a snack in the morning. You can eat there. You can have to-go containers. This is our main fundraiser that we do each year, and all the profits get reinvested back into the community. We're able to help. I looked at our budget this last year. There's about 20 different agencies that we're able to help. Some that we help pretty regular, some we kind of do year to year. But our motto is Friend of Youth. Optimist International motto is Friend of Youth. So everything we do is geared toward helping the youth of our community. And we're able, if you come eat, we're going to make some money. And it doesn't go in our pockets. It gets plowed back into the community. And we just feel like we can do a small part to help the youth of our community. Just provide some scholarship money, Christmas gifts for deserving children at Christmas time. And a lot of other agencies that just, they do things to help the youth of our community. So it's a fun time. It's a lot of work, but Paul Tarver has been our ringleader for a number of years, and he will tell you that he's passed the torch to me. I keep saying I'm his number one apprentice. It's going to take me about 20 years to get as knowledgeable as
acclimated.
Paul. That's right.
So you're going to be the official batter maker now?
No, I'm that's one job I don't want for Paul. We told some off the air jokes about Paul, and we won't repeat those on TV.
But with this, you know, the smell of pancakes fills downtown Meridian. As long as I can remember, I've gone to this.
Yeah. Well, come back this year.
We'll be there.
We may can swing some complimentary tickets for
you.
Oh,
boy.
Well, that's even better. I think the old tummy clapped.
you can bring a date and say, hey, you want to go out for a meal today and give me an expensive meal. But just don't tell her the tickets are free.
I won't even tell my wife that I got free tickets.
No, don't do that. Now, this is going to be Tuesday, right? 6:30 a.m.?
That's right. It's this Tuesday at the Temple Theater Ballroom. Like I say, it's the same. We always try to have it the last Tuesday in February if the schedule permits. But it's going to be the Temple Theater Ballroom. Come in and eat there. You can get to-go containers. Generally speaking, the morning we get rushed, and then of course we have a big crowd in the evening. We have a steady crowd all day long, but
it's the supper crowds and the lunch crowds.
It's amazing how many people come and eat at the end of the day. This is a great way. A lot of companies will buy breakfast and lunch for their staff, so it's a good way for companies to reinvest a little bit of money, treat their staff to free meal and help the youth of our community at the same time.
Let me just ask this of everybody. How many people does it take to put this on? How many work behind the scenes?
An awful lot. We're very blessed. We've got our membership is about 30 people, and all of our members are involved either all day or part of the day. But we have a lot of volunteers. I know some of the agencies that we help. I know Cans for Kids, some of their people will come and help. The Debs always help us. We get some help from some of the local Boy Scout troops that we invite. If we didn't have some of these other young people helping us, probably 50 to 75 people.
That's a heap.
A lot of people help us that are not Optimus Club members, but they see what we're doing and they want to help. And the Debs help. Just a whole lot of people that. We could always use more people because there's times where we're just kind of going from left to right and don't know what's going on. It's just so busy.
Now, do you buy tickets in advance? What do you do?
You can buy them in advance from any Optimus Club member there. Fortunately, we didn't have to raise our prices this year. We kind of looked at our price and felt like we want to keep it very reasonable. If you get them before the event, it's $6. If you buy them at the door, it's $7. But even at $7, that's still a bargain for all you can eat pancakes and sausage and drink. So
now you were talking about, all the people that it takes to put this on. If people want to help that's not even a member of the Optimus Club, if there's somebody out there that likes what y'all do with the kids and raising funds for these different organizations, will they be able to talk to someone there about joining the Optimus Club?
If somebody walks in and raises their hand and says, what can I do to be a member? We have real low standards. They let me join the club, so we'll take anybody. Trust me, we will actually have some Optimus Club membership applications if somebody wants to, but trust me, if somebody is interested, there'll be plenty of people that, if they don't know what they're doing, they'll look like they know what they're doing, and anybody that's flipping pancakes, you'll probably see me running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Raise your hand, say, I want to help. What can I do? We'll find a way to get you involved.
Check it out. It's going to be at the Temple Theater next Tuesday. Dan Darrington, thank you for coming in and talking with us again this year about this.
Yeah, enjoyed it.
And we'll see you back again next week to talk about this.
I'll come in Monday morning as a reminder. This place is a lot easier to find when the sun's come up. Last year, I got lost in the dark out here.
We've been told that once or twice.
And we'll be there about 8:30.
Yes, sir.
So y'all come eat breakfast with us and enjoy that.
All right.
Dan, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more information as we start this Thursday.
Golly, Friday's coming.
When you gear up and journey out, nothing but you and the wilderness for miles, just remember, you're the boss. Steel MS-271 Farm Boss. Built for the toughest jobs.
Steel. Available in Meridian at Wilson Saw and Outdoor Power. 71 Highway 19 North behind Waters International.
Advanced Auto Glass by Joey can handle all your windshield repair and replacement needs. Service work is guaranteed and covered by warranty. Our technicians are professional, Auto Glass trained, and have over 100 years of combined experience. Advanced Auto Glass by Joey utilizes in-house calibrations for vehicle safety systems. Most insurances are accepted, and reliable mobile service is available in surrounding areas. Keep cars cool and secure with custom tinting, side mirror replacement, and Aquapel windshield wipers. There's one clear choice in Auto Glass repair. Advanced Auto Glass by Joey.
Welcome back. I'm your friend Scotty Ray along with Odie. Don't forget, also this weekend in Meridian is going to be a free movie. If you'd like to. This is one of those things that's made by some local guys, and this is a Christian movie that's going to be playing at the Temple Theater this weekend. Saturday night, doors will open at 6 o'clock, and the movie begins at 6:30. They'll take up a donation, but you don't have to. It doesn't cost anything. But check that out. That's going to be happening with Rotten Media this weekend. Name of it is Losing Hope, Finding Grace. That'll be at the Temple Theater. Hope you can over to that.
We've got a couple of local people here that write and direct and star in movies. They're always asking for extras to come out and help. So if you see something like that, go out and be a part of the movie. I know a lot of people go, man, I'd like to be in a movie. Well, your chance in Meridian, Mississippi is pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot goes on there. Now, let's just be honest about this last night. There was an area of town that, had a lot of police presence last night because I kept getting phone calls over and over and over. Let's just go to the page and kind of show you what I mean by this as we go to the page here. Druid Hills area, right here, just off of, this would be State Boulevard, reports of gunfire. Before that, we had gunfire reported here right off State Boulevard in this area of Bounds Road. Wait a minute, we've got another one here. The 5200 block of Lakewood Drive, reports of gunfire. And if you'll notice, this is all the same area, a mile, two, three apart, but in the same area, but at different times of the night it would happen. We even had reports of gunfire here at 20th Street and 35th Avenue last night. A lot of activity with gunfire last night. Now, I'm not saying that anything's going to happen, but if we go by statistics, when we start seeing things like this, other things will come up during later on in the week. So be prepared for that. And if you live in those areas, always report this so the police know what's going on and they can be kind of on standby in the neighborhoods of what's happening.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of activity in that area last night. No one hurt, no one injured, but we did want to remind everybody of that. A few birthdays are starting to trickle in. We'd love to have yours if you hadn't gotten it in to us. We'll award a coffee mug later on this morning to one lucky person as we throw all the names in a hat.
Man, yes, Sandy Clark's having a birthday. Lisa Edmonds is having a birthday. Johnny and Jennifer Williams is celebrating their anniversary. And we've got Lane Davis, 23 years old today, and Lily Grace Lovett, 6 years old.
So Sandy, man. I went to school with Sandy. She used to pinch me all the time. She was always trying to get me to go out with her.
Flirted
with me something awful back in study hall. I'll never forget it there. Always winking at me across the room.
So y'all didn't get no studying done.
Y'all wish, somebody told me she grew up to be a teacher out at Meridian Community College. That's just a rumor now. So if y'all happen to bump into her somewhere in the halls of MCC today, wish her a big old happy birthday today. I want to say there is as I brought up MCC, that there's going to be an announcement today at Dumont Plaza. I believe around 10:30, I think there's going to be a press conference. We'll go down for that also. Did you have a good day yesterday, Odie?
I did. We had a good day. And, we checked on everything. Both of our phones are working today, so we're good. I called dispatch. Dispatch is operating. You touched on it at 6:30 about phones being out.
And as we pull this up, nationwide, a big issue this morning. Let me just show you here. Here's what we're looking at here. This is a nationwide thing here. Major outages all across the country. Does your phone, if you'll pick it up now, does it say in this little corner right there, SOS? That's what it is, you're experiencing difficulty also.
That's AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon. Now, Cricket may be in there somewhere because Cricket uses AT&T. But a lot of phones have gone down. We know in some of our surrounding counties they're having a little issues with that. But it's definitely something that's going nationwide. So hopefully they'll get that fixed up. Kathy says she's got it, but does not have SOS. So that's good. Not every single AT&T combustomer.
What's that word?
Yeah, combustomer. not every AT&T customer is going to get that affected, nor Verizon or T-Mobile. But it is definitely a lot of people out there that are having issues with their phones this morning.
Somebody said, where are you on your phone? Right up here in the corner where it gives your signal strength and if you're on Wi-Fi or not is where it will say if you're having experience and difficulty, it'll have SOS right there where it shows your power of how many signals you've got, that little bar there.
Yeah, over by the battery.
Yeah, up by the battery. That's a good way to put that. Now, I just got our next issue that we've had is West Lauderdale area without water this morning.
Ooh, all the way down Pace Road over to Windsor Drive, North Lauderdale Water Association.
I know that there were some folks that lived also on Pine Springs Road without water.
No water.
And we just got a text that says the leak that we have been searching for since 4 a.m. has been found. Oh, it's getting better.
Well, that's good.
And they are working to restore water pressure now.
Good deal.
If you're standing around doing the little dance saying, I need to go to the bathroom, I'm sorry. Or if you got to go to work. If you got to go to work stinky this morning. There's nothing worse than that. No hair wash look.
Yeah, wear a hat.
It's ball cap day.
Wear a hat. You'll be all right.
Beverly said her phone is good. And maybe that all this is starting to be fixed now. No one else is going to have any issues.
Fox and Friends without cell phones.
Yeah, so
Brenda says she can't call out because she's got AT&T.
Now, if you've got Wi-Fi at your house, your phone will still work off of that. So if you're sitting at your home right now, just go ahead and switch it in your settings to Wi-Fi. Make sure that it automatically turns on.
And do Wi-Fi calling.
Yes, and you won't miss a beat. That is what's great about that. But, you know, with that being said, and I joked about it during the 6:30 show as I was sitting here, phone not working right.
It's both iPhones, Androids. It's a little bit of everything. It's not just one brand.
Right. And then the water being out, and it wouldn't take much for the United States to have issues in a situation like this.
Yeah.
They're always thinking of ways to hack in and cut down power, and we don't ever want that to happen. But we would be lost. Y'all think about that. Now, my biggest misery would be the water is at the top of my list, and it makes you want to go dig a well today to have a backup where you don't have to depend on nobody else. Go to the well, drop the bucket, and pull it back up, and you're okay. It's scary to be without that. it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
When you ain't got no water.
When did we have that power outage during that ice storm to where the water went out?
Oh, about 3 years ago?
Yeah. I was okay without the power because I could put a blanket. But that no water and I had to go to swimming pools and borrow water. It was getting kind of old.
Well, you also went to Booker Electric and got a generator.
Sure did.
You didn't have to worry about power.
Folks, if you have not done that and you're tired of sitting in the dark, freezing, or getting hot, talk to Booker. He will come out and give you an estimate of what size generator you need for your house, and it is game-changing. 35 seconds is usually about the most I've been without power, and then it turns on. It takes that long for it to make sure that the power's out before it turns on.
That's right, and then up and going. You don't have to do. Oh, I made a mistake.
Dun, 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 dun. Imagine
the correction department we go. It is Lively Grace Lovett, not Lily Grace.
Well, I'm not going to pick on you because I could have made that one.
I apologize for that right there. And Miss Lively, happy birthday. Don't hold that against me.
Kathy says she's in the club. She's got her generator there. On the way,
Raymond gonna have one.
On the way, we've got a lot to tell you about with the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Department. They've released information upon the murder suicide. We're going to tell you all about that in a minute. Also, did you have something there?
Well, I just Kevin says no issues here in Alaska.
They got AT&T.
He's got cell phone service.
Yes, Kevin, you do have a problem. You're sitting there going,
is it dark or is it light? You know, you can't have both in one day.
He sent us a video a few weeks ago, and boy, his world is so much different. Send us another video of what you see today.
Is it beautiful out there?
It was gorgeous. But send us a video of what's happening in Alaska. We'll share that in a little while so everybody can get a taste of where you live.
Yeah.
It's just neat. On the way, we've got Dr. Alan Brown in the house to tell us about a big event that's coming up in Meridian this weekend. You'll enjoy it. That's right around the corner. We'll be right back.
At The Back Porch, we're bringing families back together for fun, food, and all the things you love to enjoy around your home. Every event starts with a great grill, great cookware, and accessories. Add in some locally sourced meat and dairy, along with frozen vegetables and casseroles, and over 500 brands of spices and sauces. Relax in our chairs, swings, daybeds, and have fun with our cornhole boards. From coolers to trailers, we have everything you need. When you see the big chair, you've made it to The Back Porch.
Our local headlines are brought to you by the Rock House Gun and Pawn.
Downtown Meridian is thriving with a fresh look, and now it's getting a new neighbor. Toyota of Meridian is now open under new hometown leadership. We're bringing automotive knowledge and experience home with a focus on improved customer satisfaction and all new pricing. Toyota of Meridian is excited to serve the Queen City and exceed your expectations.
I'm Trenara Rush, and I want to invite you to Toyota Meridian, where hometown pride drives excellence.
And welcome back. I'm your friend Scotty Reyes. We promised a special guest there as we go across the counter to the railroad man. Look at here. Dr. Alan Brown.
Didn't you have that song stuck in your head this
morning? I did. I had the Elvis song, yeah. Long Black Train. Train. You know how he done it. Train.
Sure.
Train. Elvis was such a great singer. But why are you dressed like a railroad man?
Because I am one of the storytellers on the History Walk, which will be this weekend, Saturday, from noon until 4.
Yeah. Has any of the history ever had an argument among each other, the historians, and there have been like a scrap or anything going on?
Not really.
I was just trying to
find knowledge.
Well, what went through my head was those two that yell at each other at the cemetery every year.
Yeah, Ball and Ragsdale.
Ball and Ragsdale, yeah.
WWE downtown.
They're the only two I know of.
Yeah.
But with this being said, now you're going to be placed over by the Union Hotel. What will you tell the story of?
Well, I'll talk about the those paintings on the side.
The Wrigley Spearmint.
Yeah, and you need a biscuit.
Yeah, you need a biscuit.
You need a biscuit, yeah. And I'll talk about the history of those paintings. I'll also talk about the Terminal Hotel, which is where the railroad men stayed.
Right.
Yep.
And so the travelers stayed in the Union Hotel. And the rowdies all stayed at the Terminal Hotel.
One was a little bit higher scale is what you're telling me.
A little higher scale, yeah. And I think that's why the Terminal Hotel is haunted. And it's possible that we will be able to get into the Terminal Hotel.
It could even be better. Now, for those of you just tuning in who have no clue who Alan is, you are lost because this is one of our biggest writers that there are in the area. Alan has penned over 40-something books. He is a professor at the University of West Alabama, a renowned author, and covered so many stories, and they are entertaining, to say the least.
Yes.
This man's met more ghosts than Odie's had wives.
That's a lot. He's going to meet another one. You keep up with that.
How many, what is your latest book that you've got out, Alan?
Well, I am now writing books about Mississippi scoundrels. And Louisiana scoundrels.
We could be in this book, Odie.
I didn't even think about that.
See?
Thank you.
See, there's another chapter coming your way.
I need to fill up a few pages. Good.
Yeah, we could help out with that.
We became the biggest news network overnight.
With the scoundrels.
With an hour and a half show.
But they are great. And when do you expect that to be published? When's the next one coming out?
Well, the Mississippi book will be published August or September.
Okay.
And I'll come back on your show.
Oh, absolutely. Please do. Alan goes around and he does a little ghost chasing from time to time and puts a pin to it and tells a story. And Meridian has such a unique history. Who else will we see on the street corners downtown?
Well, you'll see Ward Calhoun in his wig will be at the old courthouse.
You know, he grew his mustache, so he didn't have glue one on this year.
He did.
That's right.
Yeah.
He needs to work on it, though. It's a little...
A little shaping there.
Yeah. But anyway, he'll be there. And there are going to be two new historical figures. One is Elsie McWilliams, who is Jimmy Rogers... excuse me. Jimmy Rogers' sister-in-law, who wrote some of his songs.
Right.
And Buddy the Meridian Wonder Dog will be there.
Buddy who? What'd Buddy do? I don't know about Buddy.
Buddy will portray Shadow, the railroad dog who hung around the railroad tracks in the 1920s.
You've met Buddy.
Oh, I know Buddy. I just didn't know he was a superstar.
No, I didn't either.
That is, and what about the Wonder Dog? What did he do?
Well,
he just hung around, or
I don't know.
I
think he just hung around and people petted him.
Alan, and let me just do a break in here because I wouldn't ask to be on the board for suggestions. So we just feel free to insert them anytime we can. But the guy that's in the cemetery, when we go out to Rose Hill Cemetery, the guy that had all the girlfriends, that had all the women his tombstone, how come none of these women have not been put up there to talk about their boyfriend that was, I guess he'd call like Meridian's greatest lover?
Apparently so.
Yeah. And this is true. We're not making this up.
Tombstone was erected by his lovers.
We are trying to keep this History Walk family friendly.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we can't have to leave that sort of thing out.
Is hilarious as you take that cemetery tour and you get there and his girlfriend's. And I'm trying to think of the name of a character. What is the Italian guy that all the ladies are?
Guido?
No, that's that. He come and put you in a trunk. Don't mess with Guido.
Luigi?
It'll come to me in a minute.
Do you mean Casanova?
Casanova. Yeah. Yes.
Guido.
Guido, that's called not paying your bill, Odie. Guido knocks on your door. We need a little payment, Odie. But it is so much fun to come to this. What time does it get underway?
Noon.
That's why it's from 12 to 4.
12 to 4, and you go to Dumont Plaza, pick up your map.
Yeah.
And you can pick and choose which speakers you want to hear.
All right. Now, you don't go anywhere. We got some more coming up with Alan. He's going to be around with us, and we're going to take a short break here. We're going to be back with a little history lesson and back with Alan some more. Stuckey's Bridge should be in the story. You have written a story about Stuckey's Bridge, haven't you?
Several stories about Stuckey's Bridge.
Always interesting.
Yeah, so it's up there. And now, who was the one playing Jimmy Rogers' niece?
Elsie
Williams. I don't know who is portraying her, but... but she will be there.
Her in her little figure will be there. Her historian—that's the word for it. Historian will be there, telling her story. Yeah. And we got some more characters that we're going to tell you about here in just a moment. Alan's going to reveal everything that he knows. We're going to get it out of him one way or another.
Yeah, we want to wish Mark Allen a happy birthday and Madison Lewis 1 year old today.
It's great. We'll be right back.
Collinsville, Mr. Discount Drugs, your local pharmacy and gift shop, thanks you for your continued support. Whether you shop with us in-store, through our app, over the phone, or in our drive-thru, our team will provide the best personalized customer service experience you expect from your local pharmacy. When you call or message us, you are promptly greeted by the Mr. Discount team that's ready to help. When you choose our pharmacy, you're choosing a locally owned pharmacy that cares about you and your community. Collinsville, Mr. Discount Drugs, makes a difference.
H&H Residential of Meridian is your number one carpet and flooring store. If you've been thinking of a new look for your home or office, call for a free estimate or consultation. H&H can install or you can do it yourself. H&H has all of your design needs from color, style, and texture. If you can dream it, H&H can make it a reality. Come see the large selection of hardwood flooring, laminate, vinyl, and even carpet. H&H Residential of Meridian, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, 321 Hawkins Crossing Road. Call Rosemary anytime, 601-462-9541.
I got a text just a moment ago from someone, and again, as always, early in things as they happen, sometimes details can change as it first comes out, but we're getting a report of a possible carjacking in Meridian this morning. This would be near Atlas Roofing. Someone, their car was taken with a box cutter, and word is they possibly know who may have done it, so all is safe. But possibly a car stolen. We'll try to get to the bottom of that a little bit later on and get some more information on that. But that's sort of what you'd call breaking news for our area.
I believe so,
As we do that. As we looked at Alan there, as he goes, why you got the camera on me?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know.
He looks better than we are, and he's all dressed up in railroads. So.
Absolutely there. Jimmy Rogers, the father of country music, of course, will be represented there. We got more coming up on that. But as we turn back to pages of history today, this is just one of the, I always wanted this painting. And one day I'm going to have it because this guy was born. We talked about him earlier this week with it being President's Day. Yeah. He is one of the best and most humble people that ever served the United States, as George Washington was born on this day in 732. That's that great painting there. They left
Crossing
out him.
The Delaware.
Yep, they just left off him throwing the whiskey bottle from it.
It was the only thing keeping him warm.
And I'm not joking about that. They would find years later, this was some 20, 25 years ago, a guy was out metal detecting there. And comes, his beeper goes off, and he digs it up, and it's a bottle, and it has a silver tag on it. And it said, presented to General George Washington on the night before he crossed. So apparently George drank it and went...
Junked it. And
it exists. That truly did happen.
It's there.
He could have dropped it. Now, we're not saying he was a litter bug. Don't take me wrong. He could have accidentally dropped it. It rolled in the creek bank there all by itself. We never want to accuse without having an out.
Well...
I will never forget the scene, which was filmed in Mississippi, as we go back to my hair. You know the movie I'm talking about there, Odie, there?
No.
Oh, yes, you do. It was filmed around Union, one of the biggest, Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah. And he had to have the Dapper Dan.
Yeah, where he goes, is it all the wolf worth or just this one? Do y'all remember that when they were banned from that for fighting in the store? Well, here we go. In 1879, the very first Woolworth opened. I just love the way they said it in that movie, Woolworth. As we all know, Meridian had a Woolworth there for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
And that is a thing of the past.
I liked Woolworth.
It's gone. Is it Woolworth or Woolworth?
Woolworth.
Woolworth.
Yeah. But a lot of people just like Walmart pronounce it a little. They put an S on it and add some other letters.
Walmarks.
That's right. I hear that a lot. There you go. Woolworth. And I would say that probably Walmart is the demise of that, if I were going out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that was the original dime store.
Yep, sure was. Outside of the Harlem Globetrotters, the next person that you would probably hear that was great in basketball would be the name Dr. J. Who remembers that? It's been a little while. But he was born on this day in 1950. Anybody remember this guy? I haven't heard him mentioned in years. Julius Erving was born on this day. He played for the Sixers and one of the best basketball players that ever existed. Then we'd get Larry Bird, and then, well, the list goes on of more famous people nowadays. But he was the original. He was the doctor when he come to the house.
Oh, doctor.
Now, this next guy, he wasn't scared of anything.
Well, there he is right there. I'm looking right in his eyes, and he might just get me.
That's true. And he said something about like that as we go back to 62 when the crocodile hunter was born.
Look over there. He's right in his own hole.
You got that down pat, Odie.
I'm just going to crawl in there with him.
And he did. Why they didn't think of it when Steve Irwin was alive, he would have been the perfect next Crocodile Dundee. He would have been the perfect character to play that.
Well, that's not alive.
This is a life. Was that not a great scene?
Yes, it was.
And you didn't have to worry. I liked that show. I sure did. 1968, he had hinted about it several times. And he finally got the courage up after having a few rounds.
He drunk some courage.
Yeah, a little liquid courage there. And he just jumped right out there on stage and said, "Will you marry me?" That was the day that Johnny asked June to marry him.
It's harder to say no with a crowd full of people looking.
I've seen it done on giant trombones, though. Those jumbo jets. Always know what you're getting into.
Talking about her or him?
Well, anybody. I mean, like, if you're going to propose, you better be pretty. I saw one a few weeks ago. A guy planned his trip to Paris, took his girlfriend, got down on the knee, and she goes, "Nope," and turns around and walks off. That was an expensive no. No, your odds.
Crikey, that was some stingray.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
In other news.
He has probably offended every Australian resident of Meridian.
The Australians are going to come get you.
Oh, me.
1971, this would come about, and I'm telling you, it was kind of rough. You had to close your eyes to really get the meaning of the song, because if you looked there, you'd go, there's no way. Let's go back to Help Me Make It Through the Night. Sammy Smith made it a big hit there. Take the ribbon from my hair. Lots of great songs came out of that era there. Sammy Smith. As we go back to 1975, I know the name, and I'm sure I've seen a movie that she's been in, because it's a popular name, and she's a popular person.
50 First Date.
Is that? I didn't watch
with
that.
With Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I missed that.
Let's see, any more? What else?
Was she in any Die Hard movie that I might have seen?
No.
And she missed those, too, huh? Did she make it to any of the, what's his name, the guy, the Transporter movies? I always like his movies.
No.
Didn't make those either, huh?
Those either.
Her career's not doing real well for me here.
Let's see. You've seen something she was in.
Drew Barrymore was
she
born
was
of
in Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
The remake.
I skipped that. That looked horrible.
That was...
There is no way that movie was any good. There is absolutely no way.
Yeah. No.
Somewhere I can see Odie doing the
She was in E.T.
I didn't watch that either. Now, I know that was popular, but she was a kid then.
Yeah.
I never watched that, E.T.
Everybody come up with E.T.
But as far as a good movie, I can't think of one.
No, I didn't say anything.
I mean, she didn't even make it into Con Air.
She was in Scream. Now, he don't watch scary movies. He'll sleep with a ghost, but he doesn't watch scary movies.
Yeah, I don't watch him scary movies there.
We're going to the sheriff's house over in Clark County.
Yeah, I hear it's handed.
Yeah, we're going to check that out. Oh, yeah, she was a fire starter.
Didn't see that one either.
Oh, that's right, she was.
And she was in Poltergeist.
Is that the one where she could think it and start something on fire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never date women like that. if you heed any advice, y'all follow that rule today. 1976, the number one song would be, and there's just, it doesn't get any better. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man. She loves me in spite of the wicked things I do. Oh, I love that song. Waylon and Willie.
Are we going to pick Harold up on our way to the sheriff's house?
We may have to. He can be on the front porch. 1977, this is a big deal right now. It's in court right now, of arguing over who owns the piece of paper. But in 77, it would come out today. It would be sent out to every radio station in America. Welcome to the hotel. What was it? On a dark desert highway.
On a dark
cool
desert.
Wind in my hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us can't sing that.
No, I'll sing with it.
1988, this would be the day that we learn about Charlie's got to go watch. Don't seem like a whole lot after 30-something years driving up and down the interstate line. As Kathy Mattea would take it to number one with 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses. Man, that song just really fits so many people that did that for a living.
Yeah.
You drive around all your life and you go home and all of a sudden your wife wants to buy a Winnebago and drive around like that's the last thing you want to do. I've been everywhere, man. That's a good song. 1990, I will never forget, because at midnight, I could listen to a lot of the early music, and I worked the overnight shift in 1990. I was the guy that in the middle of the night, you needed to know the time or get woke up. You call me, and I told you about it.
You were the only thing playing.
Yep. I got in two records one night. One was by Alan Jackson. The other was by this guy from Marietta, Georgia. And I remember putting it on there and listening to it in queue going, I kind of like that. Well, it was Country Club, was released today by Travis Tritt. I like that one, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great music there. As we go back to 1994, you ever met anybody that just really never liked anything fancy? That was just not their way of life? And maybe they dress like this guy right over here, and they wear overalls everywhere. There are a lot of people that just don't take to that. Well, Confederate Railroad wrote a song about it. And after you listen to that song, you go, I know a guy like that. Do y'all remember the song, Daddy Never Was, the Cadillac Kind? And at the end of the song, he kind of grins as that black Cadillac hauls him off to the graveyard.
You know, phone rang one day, and Greg said, man, it's probably somebody wanting to sell me some kind of insurance, but he was going to answer it anyway.
Yeah, who was?
Hello. It was Confederate Railroad.
That's right. They did call him.
We're passing through, going to... Snyder's house. It was his birthday party, and we need some fireworks. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they're nice guys.
Oh, yeah.
There's been several people have to go to the hospital after attempting to reenact this next photo. It was 1997. He was the good guy. This is the kind of stuff that I watch. Yeah. Do not try this at home if you have not worked out in a little while. I'm just warning you. Do not reenact that. You will be sore for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Ouch. Chuck Norris. Yeah. I don't know. I watched the episode this week, and him and Trivette are sitting in the truck. He goes, I'm reading this book over here. He said, who's it by? Some guy named Chuck Norris. Never heard of him. That was pretty clever, them sneaking that in.
Sneak that in there.
1997, this was the day that Dolly would be cloned, and all of us went, what you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
Y'all remember this?
Yep.
There's no telling what's happening with this that we're not even aware of at this point.
Oh,
just a reminder there that went on there. 1999, this would be the first time we heard these guys. In 2001, we would bring them to Meridian for you to go see. And it would be just a few years ago that we would lose one of them. They were some of the best. They hunted in the area. As we go back to remember, Montgomery Gentry, back in 99, released their very first song, Hillbilly Shoes. That was a good one. Been a little while there since that. 2003, I think everybody related to this because there's always one in the family. Doesn't matter who, what, or how. There's somebody that gets special attention.
Mm-hmm.
One brother. And usually, well, it's the baby. In 03, Blake Shelton released it. Went number one today, as a matter of fact, with the baby. That's a touching song, let me tell you. You've never
Blake
heard
got
that.
Some good music. I like
Look that up. Do y'all remember the song Young Love? Something next that I don't remember. What's the next line, Alan? Do you know it?
No.
No, he can't hit it either.
I was a kid when that came out.
Yep. Well, we lost him today. It would be 2016 that Sonny James would pass away.
Young Love, First Love, I think.
That's it. Young Love, First Love.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at him having a great memory over there.
Stumpy Point, North Carolina. Thank you, Miss Susan, for joining in. Yeah.
This next headline rocked America back in 2022. The thought that anybody could even do this for somebody just passing through their neighborhood. But it happened, and they would be found guilty upon today as we go back to remember. Remember the name Aubrey?
Yeah.
I can never pronounce his first name.
Ahmad
Aubrey. He was the guy that was going through the neighborhood, and these three guys chased him down in a pickup truck and killed him. We watched it all unfold. One of them videoed it. He went to jail for videoing. It's a sad day.
Yeah, you had the father and son, and then you had the
videographer.
The videographer, whatever, and he...
Yeah, that was a bad day. And they were ultimately found guilty and will most likely be in jail for the rest of their lives for hate crime. That's what it was.
What it was. And that's what they got what they deserved.
They sure did. And that did happen today. That's a small look back in history upon today, a few of the things that happened there. Maybe you remember some of these. Maybe it sparked other memories of young love that used to be on.
Oh, yeah. We got a couple more day in history. Because 53 years ago, you had John Massey was brought up in this world.
Really?
53 years old. And Rex Gentry.
How old is Rex?
66 years old today. So.
Happy birthday.
Hopefully he's watching. Happy birthday, Rex. I hope Charlene buys you something real nice.
Well, bless his heart. He deserves an award
probably
for just being
be
married to
money,
her. Took him 25 years to decide to marry her.
Yeah.
He's a little cautious, let me just tell you.
He just wanted to make sure this is the right one. I don't know if he made a good choice. Might should have gone another 5 more years.
Did you mention Gloria May having a birthday? Is it? That's a grandson, Maddox.
Maddox turning number one.
Oh, happy birthday.
So, Maddox Ming, happy birthday.
More on the way with Scotty Ray and Odie as we begin this day. More coming up with Dr. Alan Brown as we'll find out more about what's happening in Meridian this weekend, beginning at high noon downtown Meridian. Your next appliance is waiting on you at All Temp Appliance and Refrigeration on Highway 19 North. If you've been trying to locate a freezer, drop by and see their big selection of upright and chest freezers. A showroom full of stoves, gas, and electric. Maybe it's a new refrigerator from large double doors to the simplest of refrigerators. Name brand washers and dryers like Speed Queen, Amana, and delivery is available. With a great service department to back up what they sell. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. and by appointment after hours and weekends.
Fantasy Cottage Floral and Gifts is located in downtown Quitman, directly across the street from the post office.
They are your one-stop shop for all of your floral and gift-giving needs. They have everything you need to make those you care about feel special, from a fully stocked gift shop to roses, mixed flower arrangements, and plants, whether it be a special occasion or just because. Remember them in your time of need for all of your funeral floral arrangements. Call on Fantasy Cottage Floral and Gifts at 601-776-3010.
If it's crossed your mind about a new tractor, visit my friends at Freeman Tractor on Highway 494 here in Collinsville. They got any style, any size that you're looking for. And right now, you can take advantage of getting a new tractor, a trailer, and a bush hog, all for $31,000, 0% interest for 84 months. Yeah, 0% for 84 months. Also, a great service department to work on any tractor that you have. From bush hogs, disc, and tillers, see it all at Freeman Tractor, Highway 494 in Collinsville. And welcome back. I'm your friend, Scotty Ray. Let me read you word for word what the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Department has had to say about what happened with the murder-suicide that happened in our county as we pull this up. Here's the exact words from the Sheriff's Department. On Monday, February 19th, deputies responded to a reported incident of a female being assaulted in the Meehan area. Based upon their investigation, Edgar Wayne Richardson, who is 51 years old and living in Plain Dealing, Louisiana, shot and killed Diana Marie Raymond. She was 27 years old, and she was from Plain Dealing, Louisiana also. Richard then placed Raymond's body in the bed of the pickup truck. He then drove the truck into the Meridian area and was stopped by a Meridian police officer. Based upon the information provided by a citizen who contacted 911, shortly after the stop, he would commit suicide on the side of the road on 65th Avenue there near Maples Gas entrance is what happened the other day. He murdered her, loaded her back into the truck, and then brought her into Meridian. Thank goodness someone saw this and reported it.
Would have never known. Mm-mm.
He could have gotten away with it, Odie.
He could have took that body to back home, to another state, to a whole nother area. Don't have a clue what his thought process was. All you can do is imagine and say when he got pulled over, what were you going to say? It's in the back. He knew he was caught. And he took himself out.
He sure did. Now, we go to Clark County for our next headline here. And y'all take a look at this. This is becoming, I believe this is going to be a felony charge before it's all said and done, is we go to Clark County for our next cyber stalking charges have been put on here. And as we click this to find out what the rest of the story is, as we go to the ScottyRayReport.com, Sheriff Anthony Chancellor of Clark County has made an arrest in a cyber stalking case. Seth Green was arrested today without incident, which was last night. His bond has not been set at this time. It's an ongoing investigation. Could be more charges added to this.
Wow.
Don't be cyber stalking. It's not a good thing.
Yeah, no.
So that was going on. I wanted to bring this up. As we look across the state of a few of other different stories that are shaping our area across the state of Mississippi, Aberdeen, the former mayor, is headed to jail.
Ooh.
Aberdeen, what'd he do? Ooh, drug bust sends you back to jail.
Well, yeah.
4 years. He broke his agreement not to do anything bad. Off to jail he will go. Aberdeen is where that all happened. All fact, to jail it will go. Thought you might want to know that one also. Now, Columbus, Mississippi. Now, I brought this up earlier about New Orleans. I used an example of New Orleans. They took applications for police officers. They didn't get as many as they wanted. As time progressed, well, they lowered the bar a little bit and said, hey, if you previously applied for us, come on back. Let us take another look. Because we ain't got enough to get by, so we'll take someone not as good for the job. This could be the case in Columbus, Mississippi, as to, again, allegedly, although it's on video, I think, allegedly, a police officer goes into a store. She browses around a few moments and thinks, oh, look, a new pair of shoes. I'll just take those with me. She did. Wow. She was promptly arrested while in uniform.
I was going to ask if we were in uniform or not.
We were in uniform, the whole nine yards. Columbus, Mississippi has been charged. And again, you are innocent until you're proven guilty before the judge with representation. But there are charges, and it allegedly happened there in a store of walking out without paying. While on duty. I mean, what would make you think this is a good idea?
Yeah.
That one just really blew me away.
Mm-hmm. And it, you've got good men, good women who signed that paper to protect each one of us every single day.
Right.
And they have put themselves up on this pedestal. And we should give them the kudos that they deserve and the respect that they deserve because they are an officer of the law. They are a law enforcement officer.
And boy, this puts a black eye on everybody. And it's,
yes, on every single one. The ones that do not deserve this type of black eye, that's what they're going to get because of actions like this. It's like our schools. Why are we one of the dumbest nations? And why are we the second dumbest state in the country?
Not exactly the word I would have used, but hey.
You know, it's because we sit there and lower our standards. Oh, well, if you can't make anything from a 94 to 100 to get an A, we'll drop that down.
What do they call this now, this new fad going through America, the curve? Let's do a curve here to include a few more people.
Yeah. If the highest one is an 80, we'll add 20 points to everybody.
You know what else didn't happen in the state of Mississippi, Odie?
What's that?
They've tried two or three times of changing the name to MUW. They still have not, and it's likely not going to get the name that they've chosen again. It's not going to pass. We'll wait and see what becomes of this.
Well, it shouldn't.
Why don't we just leave it?
Leave it, yeah.
What's
leave it
wrong
alone.
With what it's called now? I don't get it. Okay, so it's the Mississippi women and a few men came. Okay.
Yeah, so what?
What's wrong with that? It's been the name forever. Leave it alone.
These are people who got a participation trophy, and they just don't like it.
We do send out prayers. No human officers. DeSoto County yesterday, week, they were chasing a suspect. They do what do you call that maneuver with the car?
Pit maneuver.
Yeah.
Takes him out, loses control. A pup was released, a canine unit, and he was shot. From the guy, the dog is in critical condition, and that was about when the police officers returned fire, and he no longer exists with us.
DeSoto that dog County. Is a law enforcement officer.
That's correct. That did happen. We're coming right back with Dr. Alan Brown. He's got more to tell us here in just a second, all about what's happening in Meridian. Look at this face. I mean, how could you turn away from this man?
You'd listen to every word he has to say.
Y'all stay with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Alan Brown.
The Precast Group. Offering you the best selection when it comes to a storm shelter. Located on 145 South in Meridian, where they offer above ground shelters that can be installed in your home as you're built in, are conveniently located right outside your home if it's already built. They also offer storm shelters that can be installed in a slight bank or on flat ground. Protect your family today with a very affordable storm shelter from the Precast Group. Highway 145 South, 601-482-0003. The Precast Group. Rockhouse Gun and Pawn is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Lots of different calipers and brands to choose from when it comes to hunting rifles. Whether you're looking for a new pump shotgun or an AR, the Rockhouse will have the gun that you need. With a huge selection of ammunition for just about any caliber that you may be looking for. Pistols, scopes, and a whole lot more. Plus a private lobby for your confidentiality when it comes to your pawns. Rockhouse Gun and Pawn, located at 5430 Highway 19 North Meridian.
That's our cue to come back and talk to you a few more minutes here as we get this morning underway. As we mentioned, Saturday, this man will be a part of one of the biggest things that happens in Meridian. It's the latest craze of the History Walk. Dr. Alan Brown is here as he tells us all about, that didn't work out. Let me go back here. That didn't work. Maybe I hit the wrong button.
You did. Supposed to hit the two on that one.
Yeah. Well, I got another button there that ain't working correctly, so we'll just leave it be. Here's Dr. Alan Brown as he rejoins us. It's supposed to put our picture up in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And for some reason, it's turning you off when I do that. It'll be okay.
Right. Yeah.
But, Alan, as we do this, what are some more characters that we will see in the downtown walking event?
Well, the sheriff who officiated at the last two hangings at the old Lauderdale State Courthouse, or Lauderdale County Courthouse, will be there.
And tells his story.
Yes. Yes.
Now, we had a bunch of people set up. I remember walking by Weidman's last year. And there were some ladies set up there that will tell the story. I think of Weidman's?
Mrs. Weidman.
Mrs. Weidman.
Mrs. Weidman.
I heard she had a big mouth. That's all rumor.
I can't say that because she's right next to me.
Oh, you got to be nice to her. She's come over and hit you with a purse. Nice. But there's people all scattered about this area there as you go down past the Max toward the train station.
Yes. Well, there are five storytellers around Dumont Plaza, and then across the street there are four more. And like I say, you pick up a map at Dumont Plaza, and then you just pick and choose. And
I want to say there's even someone set up at the 3 Foot Hotel that tells the story
of the 3 Foot. Yes, Mr. 3 Foot. We'll be there.
Does anything go north there toward the post office up past the Meridian Star? Do we have anything up through there? That's a lot of history toward the Peavey building on up through there.
I don't think so.
You kind of 3 Foot building and then back toward 22nd Avenue Bridge, that area?
Yes, yes.
Okay. We got it all in our head now.
That's right.
Where to go. And it's going to be fun. Sunshiny. And if you've never heard the history, come see it. This is the storytellers right here.
Yeah. And it'd be good to bring kids to it, too. To learn a little bit about the history of their city.
February. What is the birthday of Meridian? February? Is it 4th? No, that's when
it's in October.
Yeah, I think you're right. It was February 14th of 64.
64, that's when it burned down.
Yeah, when it was no more.
And Ward Calhoun's great-great-grandfather helped burn it down.
Shame on him. Let's call him now.
He won't tell you that story.
Ooh, to know you've got to go by and listen to it. And you said he was going to have his wig with him.
Yes, he will. Okay. His infamous wig will be there, too.
All right. Can't miss out on that. And, of course, Dr. Alan Brown, one of the writers that we've talked with for years upon years. If you're into ghost stories, and there are things that go thump in the night.
Yeah, it is.
Alan has probably written about it at some point of here in the South. And as we always like to ask, I'll ask you two questions here. Nationwide, this the most haunted, and then locally, what do you consider the most haunted structure that we've got, where activity happens?
Well, locally, it would be Mirahope.
It's there.
Yes,
I have.
Well, you
know
were
that.
There. Yeah. You spent the night there, and you know what went on.
It's some ghost up in there, y'all.
Yeah, it's a creepy place at night.
It is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't break in there if I were y'all. Just letting all our criminal friends know.
You'll break out, won't you?
They don't take kindly to that.
Actually, there was a guy who tried to break in, but the next morning they found the second story window broken, but they found his ladder and his burglar tools on the ground. So something spooked him and he took off.
It will grab you. I'm being honest with you. That place has got it. Don't it be going does. Up in there.
So we're
going
to go back?
If I have friends, I ain't going alone.
Well, you should go there for the history, too, not just for the ghosts.
Yeah.
Now, nationwide, let's just step back from this. All across the U.S. of A., what would you say is the most haunted place that you've been to or experienced?
The White House.
Kind of scary.
White House does have ghosts. And the Capitol does, too. I would have to say the... Louisville Tuberculosis Sanitarium Waverly Hills Tuberculosis Sanitarium, Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay. So you would take that over the Louisiana down there, the Myrtles. You would say that's...
Myrtles is good. I've spent the night there.
All right. Well, isn't there a place in New Orleans also that Nicolas Cage owned that's high
well,
up there?
Well, now that's the La La Rie Mansion.
And so this place up there that you're talking about is even worse than it.
Well, that's because more people died there.
Okay.
They died of tuberculosis. But, the La La Rie Mansion is horrible history. A woman tortured her slaves.
All right. And since I got Alan on the spot here, let's go to Vicksburg's. Is it Cedar Grove? Is that the name of the place?
Yes.
Is Mary Hope more spookier than Cedar Grove?
I spent the night at Cedar Grove, and nothing happened.
Okay, so, all right, we wiped that off.
Yeah, but it's cool because they have a couple cannonballs that are embedded in the walls.
Yeah.
From the barrage on the river. I would definitely go there.
Which one has got the mean ghost? Is that Cedar Grove? Or is that the other place in Vicksburg?
Oh, the mean ghost? Oh, you're talking about McRaven?
McRaven is...
Oh, that's the scariest house in probably in Mississippi.
Okay, that one takes a top notch in Mississippi.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I've heard Alan tell me actual stories from there, and I don't know.
They might let us stay there.
Well, isn't that nice?
They sell my books there.
Yeah.
So we might.
We might need to backtrack on this one.
Backtrack? We need to backtrack.
So there you go. Some places. And, of course, Dr. Alan Brown will be in Meridian this weekend. We hope you'll come out and enjoy this as it gets underway. Saturday, high noon, is that right?
High noon, Saturday till 4 p.m.
Come see him. Talk to him about his books. He'll tell you where you can get them. And who knows where his next book will be from. He always gets ideas from the public. You love stories, don't you?
Yes. And I'll talk about you and Odie, too.
Boy, that's going to be a bestseller. we don't know if it's going to be on the comedy shelf or not.
McRaven is in Vicksburg, Lori wanted to know.
Yeah, it is in Vicksburg.
All right, we need to give away a coffee mug to someone who had their birthday called in today.
Because Delilah White is having a birthday today.
Whoa, nice. Look at there.
And you're going to play Vanna White today.
I am Vanna today. You had your hands full.
Yeah, I did. So we need to do this here and do that and put
this
that
is called,
there and do.
Odie wasn't prepared is what this is called.
Exactly.
We're stalling.
Number Rex Gentry, 66 years old, gets a Hyundai of Meridian coffee cup. All you got to do is go down to Hyundai of Meridian there on Highway 39, the old carriage house location, and pick that up, and they'll have you set up.
Yeah, beautiful cars. Check them all out. They'll get you one there. We've come to the conclusion of the show. We want to say thank you to everyone, including Dr. Alan Brown, for dropping by. Thank you so much. We've always had a blast. Dan Darrington, who dropped in earlier to tell us about the Pancake Jubilee coming up on Tuesday with the Downtown Optimist Club. A lot going on. And, of course, tomorrow our special guest will be Greg. He'll drop by. He wanted to talk about some woo-woo lights and some fires and some different things.
Yeah.
A little comedy mixed in with all of this.
Of course, just like it is every one of them.
One last question for Dr. Alan Brown. They wanted to know which book covers McRaven House that you've got out.
Yeah.
Which book would you suggest reading upon to get that one?
I'm trying to think.
He's written so many.
I think Haunted Places in the American South does, but I'm not positive.
Okay. Haunted Places.
Because I've written over 40 of them.
Just kind of keep up.
Get all of them, and then you won't have to worry about which one.
They're great. Great books there. Yeah. Alan's going to think on that. Odie, I'm going to let you take us out as we get prepared for another wonderful day.
Well, I tell you, we've talked about history while you're here. And one thing that you can go back on history and look at is the history of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has saved people from the days of time, and he can save you today. All you've got to do is ask him to come into your heart and change your history and start a new life as of today. Invite him in your heart, and he'll change your life and make you feel good and want you to go out and put a smile on other people's face. Do that in the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, and start a new life. We love you. We'll see you in about 23 hours for a Friday. Have a wonderful day.
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.